Breeze y McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Breeze Special. Llévate el Angel Breeze Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
What a goal!
The League of Ireland is back.
Every Friday night, it'll be impossible to miss the League of Ireland.
Make sure you listen to the League of Ireland exclusively on Off the Ball.
Become a member now and join in the obsession.
Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You are very welcome along to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up today, new deals for Ireland duo Tadhg Byrne and Gary Ringrose. Bordeaux fly half Joey Carberry admits it's difficult for him to watch Ireland during this year's Six Nations. And Calvin Nash reveals there's much more to come from the men in green as they chase a third title in a row. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, the IRFU has secured the services of two key players this afternoon. Leinster centre Gary Ringrose has put pen to a new contract extension which runs until 2028. The 30-year-old has earned 65 test caps, having made his Ireland debut in 2016. He's also scored 41 tries in 133 appearances for the province. Munster forward and captain Tadhg Byrne has signed a new two-year contract extension running until 2027. A product of the Leinster Academy, he joined Munster in 2018 following two seasons with Welsh side Scarlets. He also earned his 58th Ireland cap in last Sunday's Six Nations win over Scotland. Well, on this week's Red 78, Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes reacted to the news.
How lucky are we to have him? I mean, it's week after week. I think every single time he's playing, he's in the conversation for Star of the Week as well. But it's when he gets up to that international level, you see the real quality, what he does, his work rate. He's, I suppose it's his breakdown, even in second row, wherever he's playing on the pitch, he manages him to get himself involved in turnovers, just getting in on the ball. And he's just been absolutely superb for Munster and Ireland, and absolutely delighted to see him sign on as well. Because I know a lot of people as well would say, oh, he came up through Leinster. But look, he went overseas and Munster spotted him back playing with Munster a long time. And he's now the captain, and you can, even in chatting to him, you can see he's Munster through and through now.
It's very, very good news. They need more good news. They need more players coming through. They need Edmund Adogwo back. We need some John Klein back. We need more power in that pack. I think with Lee Barron, Michael Mill coming in next year, Dan Kelly has signed. Ben Brownlee's there in a short-term contract from Leinster. A very good player, young player as well. They're the kind of good news stories you want. We've been blabbering on about for months about all the injuries and the negative impact and the depth of the squad. It's good news, I think. And when you get a big signing like that, a big player re-signing, it can energise the rest of the squad and attract more people and attention to the group. So, you know, his performances have been sublime. He's 33 now, so that'll take him up to his maybe 35, 36. And we're seeing no decline in his performances. And I think that's probably the key. So, again, I'm sure this was agreed weeks ago or maybe a month or two ago, but it's great that it's, it's announced.
Bordeaux fly half Joey Carberry has admitted he's finding it difficult watching Ireland in this year's Six Nations. The 28-year-old moved to the top 14 side last summer following 6 years with Munster. Since then, the New Zealand-born player has made 11 appearances for the Girondins, who sit top of the top 14 and have a Champions Cup last 16 clash with Ulster to look forward to in April. Since his move to France, however, the 37-time capped Carberry has not been considered for an Ireland call-up. He joined Off the Ball breakfast this morning and admits he's found it challenging to be missing out on international rugby.
I think the overall missing out is the hard part. I think every 10 has their strengths, and the two boys are doing a great job. But it's the biggest is just missing out and not being involved, because having been involved for so long and then for it to be taken away, it is tough. It's definitely the happiest I've been since probably 2023 in the last 2 years. But before that, I was obviously being picked for Ireland and was loving that as well. But I think this, just the timing of it, was really good for me. how fresh the start has been, where you kind of pick up, you start in a new country, a new team, having like not been picked for Ireland, completely taken, like it's not even in the back of my mind now, come around to when selection is. It's just like it's out of my hands now. I'm just playing over here. I'm focusing day by day of playing for UBB. So definitely in a lot better place right now.
Ireland winger Calvin Nash says there's more to come from Simon Easterby's side in this year's Six Nations. The Munster man was a late pre-match replacement for Mac Hansen in their win over Scotland last Sunday and scored the opening try as they ran out 32-18 winners in Murrayfield. With two wins from two in the championship so far, Nash says there are still areas in which the team can improve ahead of next Saturday's away game against Wales.
There's no point getting ahead of ourselves and, you know, we're training next week. I'm sure there'll probably be some harsh reviews, but some good reviews as well. And yeah, we learn from it and just kick on, keep going.
Angel Reese and McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has welcomed a number of players back from Ireland camp as he fields a strong side in tomorrow's URC trip to Ospreys. Kieran Frawley, Gus McCarthy and Jamie Osborne are among those returning to the side this weekend. The full team sees Osborne at full back with the O'Briens, Jimmy and Tommy on the left and right wings respectively. Charlie Tector and Hugh Cooney are the centres, with Jordy Barrett rested for the game in Wales. Frawley starts at 10 with Luke McGrath joining him at scrum half. Jack Boyle and Rabah Slimani are either side of hooker McCarthy in the scrum. It's an engine room pairing of Dermot Mangan and Brian Deeney this weekend. And Scott Penny, Max Deegan and number 8 James Culhane are the loose forwards. RG Snayman, Ross Byrne and Andrew Osborne are among the replacements. British and Irish Lions head coach Andy Farrell says he won't reveal his coaching team until after the Six Nations. He's currently on sabbatical from the Ireland job as he puts together his plans for this summer's tour of Australia. Farrell announced last month that former Ireland High Performance Director David Nusafora will be part of his backroom team, as will Aled Walters and Vinnie Hammond. Wales assistant coach Rob Howley is stepping aside for the remainder of the Six Nations. The longtime number 2 to Warren Gatland makes the announcement just 2 days after the Kiwi stepped down as head coach. Howley briefly took charge of Wales on two occasions while Gatland took a sabbatical ahead of coaching the Lions in 2013 and 2017. In that first stint, the ex-Wasps scrum half guided the Welsh to a Six Nations title. The Welsh Rugby Union has said that Howley will remain under contract. Staying with Wales, interim boss Matt Sherritt has called up 3 players ahead of their clash with Ireland on Saturday week. Fly halves Jared Evans and Gareth Amscombe come into the squad, as does centre Max Llewellyn. The Welsh will be without fullback Liam Williams and centre Owen Watkin for next weekend's game at the Principality. They're nursing knee injuries. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. And don't miss out on our exclusive Six Nations coverage and all of our rugby coverage. Become a member at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. We'll have more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow, but until then, take care.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Angel Reese and McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.